Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Another big story in the news, the resignation of Andy Cuomo as governor of New York. Announced yesterday he's resigning. It's effective 14 days from now while he transitions government over to his Lieutenant Governor Hochul, a woman from Buffalo, New York. Former congressman, one term, and then he asked her to go on the ticket with him back in 2014, and she did. Been a good lieutenant governor. Interesting background. Her grandparents emigrated here from Ireland in the 20th century. They're very poor. They came over. Her father and her uncles were all steel workers, union steel workers. I think her father was a union official. She's perfect, and she's honest, and she'll be a very, very good governor. You know, in watching that whole story unfold, one question that continued to come up was why Donald Trump doing far worse than Andy Cuomo? When you analyze what Andy Cuomo did, he was extraordinarily crude and vulgar and intrusive in questions to subordinates, women on his staff, embarrass them and put them off. There were two allegations of touching. They were denied. And normally that would be resolved in a fact finding, not just a declaration of legitimacy from, in this case, Letitia James, the attorney general, who may well be a candidate for governor and replace him. But why did Trump not run into this more? There is a crowd in the, what's happening now is Cuomo's removed. It looks like Gavin Newsom is in a very close race in the recall and he could be removed. It's possible the Democrats could lose governors in two states, two what I would say among the California is the largest and New York was second largest. Now it's probably third or so, but two governors of arguably the two most important in terms of economic impact on the country. How has this been permitted to happen? And Donald Trump didn't run into the same thing. There's a couple of things. First of all, the crowd that got Andy Cuomo also got Al Franken. They knifed Al Franken. People made allegations. Al Franken denied them. And all of the Democratic senators were ginned up by Kirsten Gillibrand and a couple of others. And then they got scared and they said to Franken privately, we're going to vote to expel you from the Senate. Can't stand the optics. So they were craven chicken. Al Franken was a great senator. And he substituted a woman who was then appointed to the seat. And the people that knifed him slid back into their holes. And then now they came out against Andy Cuomo. And you can say, why didn't they? Why didn't the squad, which came out against Andy Cuomo, why didn't the various identity politicians, political hacks in New York have press conferences and say, Donald Trump is alleged to have raped a woman in the Berghoff Goodman dressing room named Jean Carroll. And she's very upfront about it. Sort of a deserted area. He went in, he was with her, and he put her on the ground and raped her. And then if you saw the Access Hollywood tapes, he's on tape saying that when you're famous, you can take a woman and grab her in the pee. I will not use the whole word because we are regulated by the FCC. Cable is not. So MSNBC and Fox could use the word, but we can't, believe it or not. Grab him by the pee, alleged to be on an airplane. A stranger, a woman who's a stranger in a skirt sitting next to him, reaches over the armrest and puts his hand between her legs. Where was the press conference from Kirsten Gillibrand and the crowd that knifed Andy Cuomo and knifed Al Franken? Where was it? Where was the press conference from the squad? Where was the press conference from the hacks in New York? There was none. Why was there none? There was none because they're afraid, they're chicken, they go after soft targets and low-hanging fruit. Now, why didn't the Republicans do it? Why didn't the Republican Party activists, activists say, we're not going to have this. And one of the explanations is that Trump, there's a cult of personality in the Republican Party that seized them. And part of the issue is race and part of it's immigration. But the truth of the matter is there could be video of Trump raping Jean Carroll and it wouldn't make any difference. And there could be video of Trump from the Steele report consorting with KGB agents posing as prostitutes in perverted sex, it wouldn't make any difference. That you've got to understand. What I don't understand is why the long knives and the hacks in our own party didn't hold those press conferences. They should have. Yeah, they attack him on things like the tax bill, and they attack him on January 6th. They are afraid to attack him on the other stuff. Nobody held a press conference and said, these allegations are more extreme than anything ever made against Al Franken and Andy Cuomo, so therefore he should resign for that reason. None of them said that, and they slithered back into the tall grass. Okay, having said that, Lieutenant Governor Hochul is a good development because I think she'll be a good governor. Will she have primary opposition? If somebody from the squad or some hack who knifed Cuomo decides to run against her, somebody like Letitia James, and I got to say something, I'm conflicted. Letitia James did a great job in going after the NRA, going after Trump. I really think that. She should not have been the guiding force against the report and started to make credibility determinations on her own without any jury to take out somebody who she wanted to beat in a primary. And I'll say that right on this station. So Kathy Hochul, if she will take it over, and if she chooses to run in 2022, I think she should have a lot of support. There's a guy named Lee Zeldin, a Republican. He's pro-Trump from Staten Island, conservative Republican. And the danger is he conceivably could win that thing if people start to get angry about the way this was handled. The best antidote to Lee Zeldin is to have Kathy Hochul get the full support of labor, the full support of the NAACP, the full support of women's groups and everybody in New York. Because she's a Democrat's Democrat, father and uncle steel workers, union steel workers. She's from Buffalo. So they go, oh, well, you know, we need somebody from Manhattan. Well, no, you don't. No, you don't. Okay. You need somebody good. You need a Democrat. And the irony is that she will come in as governor. Remember, Franklin Roosevelt was governor of New York. Grover Cleveland was governor of New York. These are presidents. Nelson Rockefeller never made it, but he ran for president and he was governor of New York. There's some heavy hitters, Mario Cuomo. Governor of New York, a lot of heavy hitters, some of the heaviest hitters in American history. Kathy Hochul walks into that, and I think she is up to the job. So I think it's a sad day. The Democrats, Andy Cuomo had been a great governor on COVID, climate change, infrastructure, everything. He governed New York well. But what he is he's really a throwback to a different era, crude and vulgar, humiliated women beneath him. Alleged to have touched two of them. Those are disputed. That has to be decided by a jury. That can't be decided by his opponent in a primary. But that's where you have it. So you've heard me out on this. The same thing should have happened to Donald Trump. The same thing should have happened to Donald Trump. There should have been a video of the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman in a commercial. That's what should have happened. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Taking care of business.